In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Gospel, Jesus reveals to us the perfection of love that we're called to in our life's journey. Truly is the schoolroom or the classroom of being perfected in love for God and love for neighbor. And that we're not to love God just with a half a heart or a portion of our heart, but with our whole heart. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your being, all your strength, all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And so we're called to love God in this way, and our neighbor as ourself. It's God is calling to us to share in his divine love, so to speak, that we love without limits, we love without restraint, we love fully that which is most important to us in our life, God himself, and that we let nothing take the place of God in our life, that nothing can in any way take the place of God in our love. And then with that, they love our neighbor as ourself. And then Jesus gives the example of the man who was who had been injured by robbers and left on the side of the road. And many passers-by left him, did not come to his aid, except the Samaritan. And Jesus uses the example of the Samaritan because the Jews looked down upon the Samaritans. They had nothing to do with them. They thought of them as outcasts. And yet this man takes compassion on the injured man and brings him to an inn and takes care of his needs. And so the Lord is showing us by this that our neighbor is even those who, our neighbor is anyone that we may come across, that anyone, even those who reject us or those who are not, those who we don't know or don't have a similar opinion with, that our neighbor is anyone we come across, that there is no species, there is specifically, that our neighbor is anyone we come across, and that there's no and no circumstance in which we should not see another person as our neighbor, as God sees them. Today we honor St. Bruno, who, of course, is the founder of the Carthusian Order, the order which is lives a life of in the hermitage of prayer and solitude and silence. St. Bruno was from Cologne, Germany, and he was a renowned teacher in Reims at the university there, and he became disillusioned with the world. He came disillusioned with the lifestyle, and his heart sought solitude, and so he was rather middle-aged when he began this journey to begin this eremitical life. He was in his 40s, about 45, when he left the university and he went into solitude. He went to find his first, what would be his first hermitage, Chartreuse. And he had some companions that went with him. They lived the life of solitude and prayer and giving themselves over to God in this way by contemplation and prayer. One of his former students, as he had taught in the university, became Pope and was known as Urban II. And Urban II called Bruno out of his hermitage to come and give him assistance and to be one of his aides. And so Bruno left Chartreuse obediently, and he went to Rome, and he there assisted the Pope for several years as his aide. And the Pope wanted to make him a bishop, but Bruno deeply longed to return to the solitude of the contemplative life of being a hermit. And so the Pope released him of any other obligation and permitted him to go back into solitude. And he went to Calabria, where he founded another hermitage in which he gave him, again, that life of solitude, of prayer, of contemplation. One of his famous mottos is that though the world may change, the cross stands firm. Though the world may change, that the world is changing, the cross stands firm. Meaning that Though the world changes, and the world changes, there's one factor that will not change that stands and defines the world, which is the cross of Christ, that the cross will remain a symbol of hope, a symbol of salvation, a symbol of courage and of perseverance in a changing world. No matter what happens in this world, that the cross will always remain center to this world, that the cross will remain unchanging, because the work of Christ cannot be undone in his work of redemption. And so that's to be a sign of great consolation for us, that no matter what changes in this world, the cross stands firm, and that it's to be a symbol of hope for us, a symbol of faith, a symbol of confidence and trust in Christ Jesus, who is with us to the end. May St. Bruno help us also in our own interior life, that we may see that we may not all be called to live like a hermit in solitude, that we are called to share in that intimacy with God through the interior life of our prayer, and see that God calls us to share in this as a preparation for heaven, that in heaven, ultimately, we will be contemplating God for all eternity, and that joy will never cease, that joy will never end. And so may we be inspired by St. Bruno and ask his help to enrich our interior life, that we may see the true joys in this world are not in the material or passing things, but that union with God in the interior of our soul. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.